The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Jay Kasson has joined us finally. We've been missing him.
Whoa.
He'll make an appearance. No.
Okay. God.
You guys aren't happy? Gosh. I was.
I'm happy.
I was happy when he said, "What's up, dorks?" in the chat.
I'm happy Jake that he's here.
You come at us like that. I'm happy he's going to
dorks
longer...
has been the nicest thing I've said over the last couple weeks when I get here.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Can we even talk about the other names that have been dropped in there?
Sure.
I don't know. That
sure. I said virgins last week or on Monday, so that's fine.
Oh, okay.
You did?
Yeah. Joe's like, I'm not a virgin.
Only
I'm not a virgin. You're a virgin, man.
Yeah. I don't read the chat, so I'm not really interested in his thoughts.
Chat, rundown, text thread.
Not bad.
All optional.
So, text thread, I respond typically.
Typically, it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and sometimes I look, I'm like,
just Joe, like, with his demands this morning. We need this clip. I'm like, oh, wow. All right.
That was fun to wake up to. Hey, can we get this in, Jake? Yeah. I'm like, sure can.
Yeah. No, it's Friday.
Sure, that's what I said.
Jake has summer hours on Fridays. Yeah.
Exactly what I said.
What does your shirt say?
Yingling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? Jake's back in my good graces. Not that he cares, but
when was I out?
By the way, that's true. Yingling.
By the way, like, the blinds gotta, like, behind Jake, real quick. Like, we gotta get
Aaron,
him straight.
I don't even want to. The amount of times I've heard about the blinds, I don't even want to hear it.
In, the room he's in is a complete disaster. It's a mess. There's Parmesan cheese sitting there. There's hot sauce for no reason sitting on the counter in front
of
him.
No, the hot sauce is a joint usage by me, Mario, and Paul. That helps all of us, okay?
Yeah. Sounds like someone hasn't had to bring food to the office in years. You know how much hot sauce covers up?
He's on video every show. The lighting's a disaster. There's the bet sign behind you. Not even a thing. It's been squashed. But for some reason, we keep putting the bet sign in. It's not a thing. It was been, let's get rid of the bet. Okay. But let's keep the sign up. Okay.
Joe.
What am I wrong about?
Should I just flip it around and just start drawing on it? It's blank on the back.
Yeah.
That would be better. Yeah, those blinds are a mess. Like, it's just a disaster. The cool part was seeing Mario. Energy early, Aaron. It was more than Jake.
Like
I love
like
Mario. I've met him in person.
Like, yo!
Such a good kid. He also like listened to you growing up probably and was so excited to meet you in person, I bet.
Is a 0.0% chance that Mario.
No,
did you know
he
who Joe
me.
Was when you were growing up?
Yes, he was. I bet you he knew.
He just goes no. He just like looked at me like it's the most insane question I could have asked.
It sounds like a crazy thing, but I have met people that have said that, and it was awkward. Oh, I just heard the good one. Like, why would you listen to me being an idiot?
It's too late, man.
I just assumed Mario was that guy. Yeah, I don't know.
He's trying to backtrack now and say that he did grow up listening to Joe, but we already got the true answer.
The score does reach Indianapolis. It does. And you enter the business. It's not a bad assumption. It's not a bad thought by Hawk. I understand what she's saying. Like, why would you try to work somewhere that you don't really want to be part of?
Money.
Right?
Rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Money.
Got it.
This industry.
Got it.
If that's thought
more
process,
than zero,
you're dumber than I thought.
Okay, what is with these strays that I'm catching today? What is happening?
That wasn't a stray. That was not a stray. That was straight down the barrel.
Joe, what did I do to you, man? Why are we beefing?
We're not beefing. I'm just saying, if you entered this industry for money,
I'm just saying you're really dumb. Jesus.
Just saying, that was a bad response. That's all I'm saying. Right, you know it was.
Well, I was saying the general, whatever, doesn't matter. I'm dumb, so
I didn't say you're dumb.
Back to Yingling though, like I think I have to stand on Yingling.
Yes, you did. You directly said that.
I kind of did. I did say you're dumb, but I didn't mean that.
Dumber than I.
Okay, now we're lying.
That was just a dig.
Play the tape.
What about Yingling? What's up?
Yeah, I think I have to stand on it, being from the East, like Philly area, Pottstown, PA, about an hour from Philly,
stand
but it's
business.
Overrated. It's overrated. Anyway, 2-minute drill.
Wait,
let's go.
You were happy with when you saw it, and now you're like overrated.
Well, yeah, it's a taste at home, but I'm being like, I'm honest. I'm being honest too. So, like, if you wore like a
taste
bowl
like
of steaks,
what
I'd be like,
you
oh, that's cool.
Beer. You ever had beer?
I was gonna say. Brown water,
sparingly.
No, it's like an amber ale.
You don't drink beer,
right?
Corona.
I mean,
it's like a
let's
brown
be honest.
Corona.
I'm not picturing Hawk going up to the bar and being like, "Yeah, let me get a diesel." Like, I don't really see that in
I'd
my brain.
Two of them.
I hate
you know
beer.
What? Make them a pounder.
Mm. If someone invites me to a brewery, what? I'm like, do they have anything other than beer? Because I'm not going if they don't.
There's cideries now.
Shotgunning natty ices.
Yeah. All right. 2-minute drill. Let's do some content. All right. NFL day two draft bets you are holding. There's some markets out there. Like first running back is still available. Blake Corum markets are still out there. I guess you could bet on Mr. Irrelevant if you want to do that. Good luck to you. Some player matchups. Where are you looking on the board? That's Spencer Rattler still out there. Shout out, you know, former number one quarterback ever a couple of years ago. And some ratings. What do we got?
Yeah, I'm hoping Jatavion Sanders, next tight end to go. Got that better than 3-1. Braylon Allen, that's a super long shot. 50-1 for the first running back. We're still waiting on that. I guess I understand Rattler's a popular prop. It's posted everywhere because the quarterbacks were a big story last night. We knew that Rattler was expected to be the 7th quarterback, but is someone going to take him in the second round? A 2? I see plus 180 out there. I would not bet that, but nothing would surprise me. If it's a yes-no bet, I'm not going to say no, because after what we saw last night, Bo Nix going number 12 overall, I don't know. I guess he's going to go. Blake Corum, is he going to go in this second round? That's 3-1. For some reason, people are very interested in Blake Corum and where he goes. Does he end up with the Chargers? Like, I don't understand it. I think given an opportunity, he could be a very productive back, and maybe some people would bet on him as a long shot for offensive rookie of the year, but I don't know why he's the running back that people have been so attached to.
I thought this was funny. Will the Bills trade the number 33
again?
Pick? Yes, like it's even fun. I loved that. It made me laugh. The other one yesterday that I thought was kind of silly, but it's probably going to happen, is will the Niners draft Luke McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey's little brother?
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seems like they will. I don't know if
that's the favorite to draft Rattler, the Raiders. Plus 140. Next lowest number is 6-1. God.
I'm sure Devontae will love that.
Yeah. But they need someone.
Like, I'm thinking of, yeah, quarterback developers. Like, you go Dable. I don't know. Like, the one that I was like, would Harbaugh take against Stashem?
Luke Getsy. The Raiders OC.
There we go.
He's the Raiders OC. So good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Let's go to the NBA. So we went all over the tonight's games in our last segment. So check that out on podcast or the Odyssey app. But as far as Saturday's games, I will go on the record saying I think the Cavs bounce back and set things right again against the Magic as 2-point dogs. So that'll be a play for me. But you got Cavs, Magic, Thunder, Pelicans, Celtics, Heat. Celtics laying 9.5 to the Heat. Any of those. Also, Nuggets, Lakers. Nuggets laying 3 against the Lakers in a closeout game. Sunday, Knicks, Sixers.
I like that Cleveland play. That makes sense. Orlando, the game 3 bounce back at home. Yep. And then the Cavs set things right. You're getting 2.5. I think that's a pretty good spot. OKC on the road. You know, I would take New Orleans at home. That's that typical desperation spot at home, getting 1.5. I would go there. Nothing on Denver, LA. Could I see the Lakers squeaking one out just to avoid the sweep? Yeah, they could do that, but nothing there. And I've been thinking about Boston. Should they be favored by 9.5 on the road? Probably not. But when you take Miami is when nobody's talking about them. When you're getting points and everybody's assuming they're just going to lose, they have the coaching advantage. That was in game 2. I would be surprised if they were to take game 3. Because game 4 might be the spot, but not game 3 for me. But as far as, yeah, Saturday, I agree with Paul in Cleveland and I like New Orleans.
I'm with Reid Wallach on this one. It sounds like 1-2-3 Cancun for the Lakers. If LeBron's saying, I see it all over my social media, it's just basketball. Give me the Nuggets -3. Also, I think it's a lot of points for the Celtics. I think the Heat could keep it closer than double digits.
Yeah, the 14.5.
I don't have a strong of opinion on.
That was nuts, 14.5 in Boston.
They covered in game 1, didn't they? Or did they not? It was right
they
around
did.
The number.
They did. It was
they
close.
Did. Yeah, they won by 18. Close. Yeah.
But just knowing what we know about the Heat, and you know, Hero could have stepped up, and the coaching and the experience, like, are they gonna let them cover 15, 14 and a half again? Like, just yeah, looking back on it, yeah, it felt a little obvious.
Yep. Sunday, Knicks Sixers. I think I'll be on the Knicks catching 4.5. I think similar, Sixers needed it, just like the Magic needed it. I think I'll be on the Knicks catching 4.5. I think I like them to win the game. What do you guys think about Sunday?
Yes. I love it.
Oh, money line?
Money line.
Well, no. I've got an exact result. Knicks, Sixers. So that's what I'm chasing there.
We are plus four this and a half. Close. We're this close to Sixers being up 2-1 in the series. Like, I'm not.
Did you guys see that?
I don't know about Moneyline.
News about Bell's palsy?
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. I thought the eye thing looked strange. They kept showing that. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Like, Joe, I hear your point on that. The Knicks also let that get away in order for the Sixers to be up, who then let it get away. So, I mean, that game could have gone either way.
Yeah. So it's been close throughout, right? So, yeah. I still think it's going to be a long series in the end. We're not going to get a number on Clippers, Mavs, Bucks, Pacers since they're both playing tonight. And same with T-Wolves, Suns. Quick turnarounds as far as this goes. So tough to make a call this early on, but it wouldn't surprise me if the loser tonight in Clippers, Mavs, and Bucks, Pacers bounces back in game four.
All right, Jake, kickball recap. Aaron, did I cut you off? Did you have anything to add there? I'm sorry. I'm all discombobulated.
No, I was just going to say, and that's why I'm staying away from betting those ones on the heels of what Joe said.
Jake, back in the win column, we here?
We are back in the win column, grinded out, gross game, 1-2-1, but we're back. Lineup changes worked, defensive changes worked, we're back.
Was there a mutiny?
You play 9 innings?
Were people upset?
Seven in game. It was quick. It was a 40-minute game. We burned through that. It was awesome.
No, positive vibes because of the win, covers everything up, covers
honestly,
up the drama.
There wasn't any drama. When I brought up the defensive changes, I was told whatever I have to do to help the team win, which was great. So morale was high.
Wow.
That was really good. Pre-game meeting at the bar went awesome. Like, vibes were great. Our pitcher, she shows up to the bar. She had a work happy hour before, and she just looks at me and she goes, I am loaded right now. And I was like, oh, God. I had no idea what it was about to be.
David Wells. And she pitched a jazz.
Then she goes, she was nails. Then, because I think she evened it out, hit the pen a couple times at the bar then, so she evened herself out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was a little nervous. We were playing with fire for sure, but it worked out. So we're back in the win column. Vibes are back. Team morale is up. We're great.
The system.
Gotta make sure you're evened out for the kickball.
I think I
want
to tell her to do it again next week. Honestly, it worked pretty well.
Got to.
Even Steven.
Hopefully she's ready. All right. And that was talking kickball and evening yourself out on this Friday. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Lightning bets, our favorite plays for the weekend. Next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.